Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I'm Ruthie C., and I am joined this morning by Mr. Todd St. Orz of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd. How are you today?
Good morning, Ruthie. I'm good. Another day of not being in the studio, but this bridge thing is just, gosh, we're all still adjusting.
Yeah, hey, I know that is true. Every time, over the weekend especially, where I'm like, oh, maybe we can hop down to the beach. Like, well, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, everything takes a little bit more planning, but, I think we're all kind of in that planning stage. And, when you deal with indoor air quality issues like what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care, planning really is essential, prioritizing, what you're doing. I know that there's still people still putting their houses back together. And, you kind of get to a fork in the road where it's like, well, we're good, however. And that's where you want to call a professional for either opinions or information or to schedule work, help prioritize, which direction do we go in this? We've had some water intrusion. We had a little storm damage. We've had, some stuff. We're starting to look forward down the road to, winter will eventually be on, or whatever winter we have will be on us. And, we want to think about, the heating and changing seasons and those sort of things.
Yeah, so that's a great point, is things are going okay, and, major damage taken care of, everyone is safe, and now what are the parts and pieces we're still trying to put back together? So is that what you're seeing a bit of?
Yeah, we just, people, they get a little a shadow of doubt in their mind, or they have a question about, really, should I do this? Should I think about this? And there's a lot of those things. What, in the duct cleaning process, the indoor air quality process, and typically in a lot of houses in Pensacola area and on the coastal, the ductwork's kind of in the attic. It's out of sight, out of mind. And then when you come to a crossroad, you're thinking, oh, man, what do I need to do here? I took a call the other day from a guy. He's like, hey, I need your opinion about what happened. And he had some wet ductwork, and, it had been saturated. And it needed to be changed out. It's got bored. And, it's those kinds of things where you want to rely on somebody. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we've been in business for almost 27 years. And it will be next month, 27 years. So, it's just really important to know that there's somebody in your corner that will help you kind of figure out what's going on and prioritize the list. Well, I heard this. Somebody told me this. I got an outrageous quote for this. Bounce that off of us at Gulf Coast Air Care, and we'd be happy to help you. Our phone number is 850-934-2768. And our website, which, everybody's website is a work in progress, but it's gulfcoastaircare.com. And, we're happy to help out and, try and allay your fears a little bit. You just get kind of bound up.
That is such a great point, and almost a happy birthday to the Gulf Coast Air Care Company. So next month, November, will be 27 years.
Yeah, at the end of November, it's just, my wife got me into this. She found all this equipment laying around years and years ago, and, I was working at the NADEP then, but I was going out the gate and didn't know when. So, one day she said, you're going to be doing some duct decontamination. And I'm like, what? I can't even spell that. So, and it's been a blessing over the last 27 years. So thank you to that, to Kathy for, just guiding us down the pathway. And we've helped a lot of people in town, and around the area. And it's just, it's fulfilling to me to be able to be a resource for a lot of people that have, just kind of, they haven't known about the air duct cleaning process, which is the way we started. And we've moved into this indoor air quality niche where, we field all kinds of questions about humidity and comfort and energy and, what do I do with the ductwork? And, house just isn't right. You buy a new house and you have no idea what the power bill is going to be. And then, you know, we see a lot of that in early spring and summer. Surprise, here's your $500 a month power bill. Wow, who do I call to help get help on that? You know?
Ooh, so is that how it shows up sometimes?
A couple of examples. I have seen it in the past where, you know, somebody comes from maybe a different climate, they move to a bigger house, or and they just don't have that history in the back of how comfortable or how energy efficient the house is. And, you know, that can be a shocking surprise. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, we didn't plan on that. Who do we call for this? So Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768. We'll be happy to help with, you know, just and we get some crazy questions. You know, we just I think last time we mentioned about there was a I've had another one of these where all the attic insulation was completely at one end of the attic because of the wind load that came from the storm. And they're like, God, what, how did this happen? You know, so we explained the process of the wind depressurization in the attic, and it affects the ductwork. It affects, you know, so we've seen all kinds of crazy things, Ruthie. It's just funny.
I can only imagine with almost 27 years on the job. And like you said, starting with the duct cleaning process, is that something that should be happening regularly in people's homes, like a regularly scheduled program?
Well, you know, we tell people every 5 to 6 years, depending on the filtration you have, how you set the thermostat, the number of people that live there, and, you know, the age and construction of the home. And, you know, that because a lot of people have asked that question, like, how often should I have to have this done? And when you start to see indicators, you know, black stuff, kind of stuff blowing out or staining on the ceiling, the vents are sweating, or, you know, it's just not comfortable, like heavy loads of dust in the house, those are kind of indicators that it's like, hey, we need to get at least an inspection. And the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, which we are deeply involved with as far as certifications, and I've served on several of their committees over the years, you know, they say an annual inspection of your equipment and your duct is something that is strongly recommended by the standard that we work to. Oh, so, yeah, that's a good question.
Very interesting. So that's what your sort of continuing education and certification, that's sounds like something that's important to your team to stay current and on and so involved.
Yeah, you know, there's been a transition and there still is a transition of technology in the HVAC business. And certainly in the indoor air quality niche that we're in, there's a lot of different things. Home automation comes into play. Whole house dehumidifiers are a huge part of what's going on now rather than just plain old heat pump, central air conditioning, you know, ducts. Because during the, as it starts to cool down a little bit and you don't call for as much air conditioning, you still have to deal with that humidity load. And, you know, that can lead, high humidity can lead to, it's definitely not comfortable. If your humidity is typically above 60% often or on a regular basis, you can go down the road to mold problems. And, you know, those are things that, you know, we have a lot of people asking us, like, what's the solution for this? And that's where you get a niche contractor. We're licensed contractors in Florida and Alabama, HVAC contractors. So, you know, we meet all the continuing education requirements for both states. And then, you know, we like to further our specialty education. And, you know, that blower door that we have is a very, very powerful piece of equipment. And it really tells a story on a building or on an indoor environment.
What are some of the other things, Todd, that people might tune into, might notice happening around their home that would indicate to them, hey, maybe I need to reach out. Maybe I need to get in touch with a professional.
Well, you know, we love to start with the simple things that you can do. And then air filtration is one. And you know what I always say, Ruthie? If you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
You are one. Yes, ma'am. So, you know, and that's where you start. Keep track of your drain line. Change your air filter on a regular basis. And, you know, you just kind of see what's going on. And then as you You know, we have humidity monitors that we give to a lot of our customers that can kind of help them understand the relationship between humidity and comfort and humidity and mold and humidity and, you know, because a lot of our problem issues are moisture-driven issues. And if you're not monitoring your moisture, which is, i.e., keeping up with the humidity, where you just don't, I mean, you don't have a idea or a solid plan for how to deal with it.
Is there a way, and I know I should know this after speaking with you so much, Todd, but I don't have the tool. What is that? Like hygrometer? Is that the tool that would measure?
It's a hygrometer, yes. Yeah. And I you know, I owe you. When I'm back in the studio, I'm going to bring you a hygrometer. And, you know, that's what we did with Bridget. And she was like, oh, yeah, I understand what's going on in my house so much. That little tool makes a huge difference. And they're available in a lot of places online and at the big box stores. And we just like to have an additional tool. Because everybody, you go to the thermostat and you go up or down, you know, and that's kind of the only tool you have for, you know, comfort or perceived discomfort. And so if you add another piece of data in there, it just makes it so much easier to understand what's going on in the indoor environment.
Well, and I didn't even realize, Todd, that I could pick one up myself. That sounded like a super fancy specialized thing to me. So those are available, the hygrometers. Anyone can grab one. And what is that? Where does it go in your house? How does it work?
Well, you know, the ones that we have and the ones that you can get, they're portable. So a lot of people that monitor humidity, it's done through the thermostat. So the only reference you get for what's going on in the house is wherever the thermostat is mounted. If you have one of these little gadgets, you can move it around. You can move it back to the master suite. You can put it out in the kitchen laundry. You can put it in one of the hot spots or cold spots, upstairs, downstairs. You just have a lot of options for monitoring what's going on in the indoor environment when you have one of these things where you can just move it around the house. And you'll see a difference in morning and afternoon, you know, because overnight the air conditioner doesn't run as much and the humidity is a little higher in the morning. And then all day the air conditioner runs and drives the humidity and temperature a little lower. And so you'll see a difference and you become more in tune with what's going on in your indoor environment.
And that sounds like the name of the game. You just have to know what's going on in order to be able to know if something is going wrong.
Right. You know, and so what I've tried to do through our radio programming and, you know, having conversations being on the air like this, and this everything that we do over the last 25 years or so has been focused on an educational platform. We want to educate people on, you know, what you should be looking for, what, you know, because HVAC and indoor air quality processes can be expensive or they can be unexpected, or, you know, you can plan for an air conditioner when it's going out. But the more education, the more information you have, you don't get those big surprises. You don't get that, you know, knee-jerk reaction like, oh, my gosh, you know, now we're going to have to change the air conditioner out. Or, you know, we don't want to make snap decisions based on not having enough data. Planning is always so much better.
That is always what, you know, my kind of approach. What is it about? Perfect preparation prevents poor performance. One of those 5P things I picked up along the way. So, and I know that you guys do a great job, like you said, of focusing on education, and that you have a newsletter that you share with people even to keep people in touch. So if someone wanted to get on your distribution list, Todd, how can they do that?
Yeah, just call us at the office, 850-934-2768. You could send us an email at info@gulfcoastaircare.com, and that's linked right through our website. You know, our newsletter, we focus on what's going on seasonally, just a small piece of information that you should maybe think about, or like, you know, we talk about different things in December, January, and February than we talk about in May, June, and July. And, you know, so it's just kind of I call it air notes because my daughter, the one on the radio who does the jingle, you know, it was a musical note thing. And we've been doing a newsletter for 8 years. And you know, it's just a good piece of information. There's a special offer in there every month, and you know, it's just a way that we keep our information and our capabilities and our process at the forefront of people's mind. You know, and it's not all about boring indoor air quality stuff. We have the funny bone in there, I have a quote in there, and then I write a column about what I've been up to. So that's one of the things that is really, it's been very productive for us to just kind of further our educational platform. And, you know, the most important thing is our customers, our consumers are aware of what's going on, and nobody gets sideways because of an indoor air quality issue.
Very good. We actually have a question coming in, Todd, from an individual who texted this question. It says, if I am seeing black specks in two rooms around the vents, is that indicative of mold in the vents?
Well, so that's a good question. I see a lot of that. When it's dark black like that and you're starting to see specks break off or come out, somewhere in the system there is probably some microbial growth or some particulate that's not supposed to be there. And when you start to see it blow out of the duct, it's basically like a bucket full of water. You can carry a bucket full of water, but now it's overflowing. And so now it's problematic. And, yeah, you probably, that person should probably call us. In two rooms, we call that localized. So it's not coming out everywhere, but it's coming out in two rooms. So it could be just that portion of the duct that's feeding those two rooms, or those could be closest to the air conditioner unit itself in the hall, or, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and that prompts that person to call us at 850-934-2768. Go to our website for some information. It's GulfCoastAirCare.com. And, you know, that's a common thing that we see. And then sometimes you just have to diagnose it and figure out, all right, where's this stuff coming from? So, yeah, that's a good question that's coming in there.
That is a great question. Yeah, sounds like a great candidate to take advantage of the free inspection that you guys offer at Gulf Coast Air Care.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, because, I mean, so with the pandemic and the storm and the bridge and all that stuff, we've diagnosed a lot of stuff. You know, people snap us a picture, send it over. We kind of look at it. It gives us a place to start. And sometimes we can figure out exactly what's going on. I mean, we know after 25 years, 26, 27 years in the business, we know a lot of things that are happening in the indoor environment. But the inspection and putting a trained, experienced set of eyes on things, that's one of the things that's really important. And we can help you with that at Gulf Coast Air Care, because that's what we do. We specialize in those issues, and you know, happy to jump in and help out anybody that's got any questions or concerns.
Wonderful. And I love, my favorite part of your website, I have to tell you, Todd, is the tab that says raving fans, because that is so accurate. You have the best testimonials of people who you have made happy and had just happy breathing in their homes over the last 27 years.
Well, and you know, some of those come from, you know, simple fixes, and other of those are really complex challenges. And when you have somebody that they're stumped, they cannot figure out what's going on, and then you come in and we make a suggestion, or we make a repair, or we make a process that makes sense to them, man, they just get over the moon. And I love those people that, you know, will really reach out, because in our coastal climate there, where it's humid and a lot of stuff going on, we see a lot of commonality in problems. And, you know, nobody, you don't really reach out to us until you have a problem. And then you're like, man, I got to figure this out. And there's some of these indoor air quality issues that are stumpers. I mean, they can really be complex and they can be complicated. And if you've seen somebody that leaves a review that, oh, I've been down this road and this is who bailed me out, you know, that's one of the things that just makes my heart sore for feeling like we really help the community. We've helped people with health issues, and you know, it's better for their property, and their homes are more conducive to, everybody's at home a lot more now when we've had this pandemic and everything, so it's really a lot more important to have good indoor air quality and good stuff going on. And when you have a problem, you want to know that there's somebody that can help you.
That is so true.
You know, that's why we focused on those.
That's wonderful. Yes. Todd, do you have any tips as we go into the seasons changing of things people can do to prep their HVAC systems?
Yeah, you know, you need to, one of the things that we have determined over the last few years is when you first turn on the heater, it stinks. If it hasn't been cleaned, it really is going to stink. So that first couple cycles that you run your heater, we tell people, pick a nice day, open up the windows, and run that heater first and burn all that stuff off the air conditioning system, because it's been sitting there all summer long running with the air conditioning, and you might have some buildup on there. So, like, pre-check your air conditioner, and an I can't stress enough how important it is to have an inspection before you go from, and we don't have a huge heating season. I think last year, you know, I got a heat pump, and maybe that electric heat strip that came on when it really got cold, that might have happened 8 or 10 nights last year. So, you know, we get mild winters, and then we get cold winters. But to prepare for that ahead of time, just go ahead and run your heater on a nice day. Open the windows up, get an air exchange going through the house, and then make sure that thing is functional and you don't have a whole, you know, if you've got allergies or sensitivities and you kick that heater on at the very beginning, man, it'll cause a reaction. And that's one of the things we don't want somebody to have to deal with not knowing. So we have a lot of tips and tricks. We're happy to help you at Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com. And you'll see some of that stuff on the newsletter. And, you know, if you talk to us about, you know, what to think about going forward. And, you know, just our regular platform is something that's, we try to be helpful.
That is a great tip, and one I would never have thought of. I'm always the last. I like when it's cold inside and piling on the blanket. So if the heat is on, it must be pretty extreme. And so waiting all the way until I need it maybe is not the best strategy. Like you said, open the windows, burn off some of that buildup, and then, enjoy the heat a little bit more if it comes to the point where we actually need it.
Well, you know, the heat pump will run, but, you know, you want to go all the way to that heat strip and get that stuff off there because, man, it'll stink if you wait. So, and, you know, you can address all. And if it's really bad, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care. We'll be happy to come out and set you up for cleaning, at least an inspection, and kind of point you in the direction of not having that, you know, that white-knuckled panic moment, like, oh, my God, what now what? You know, we've all been through a lot, Ruthie. We've all been through a ton of stuff.
Ooh, it's true. 2020's thrown enough at us. We don't need one more thing showing up in the form of HVAC issues.
Oh, my gosh. We got one more road bump coming up in about, you know, 3 weeks. We're going to find out what happens there, and then we're off to the next thing. So putting your mind at ease and not worrying about what's going on with my comfort system, my home, my indoor environment, you know, it's best to call Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com. We are happy to help out, give our opinion, do inspections. You know, we have years and years of experience, and we're seasoned. We've been in the industry for a long, long time, and we're happy to help.